And I know every time we get to come together, I love to come and hear the Word of God and the fellowship. You know, it's a privilege that we can do this in this country, you know. And there's a lot of places where people can't do that. And we ought to not take it for granted that we can be able to come to church and fellowship and rejoice and just hear the Word of God. But let's turn to Luke chapter number 22 this evening. I'll share with you what God has laid upon my heart. I think we can learn a lot from this. We all know this story about Peter. And I think you can look at different people in the Bible and just learn different examples for your own walk. But Luke chapter number 22, and I'm going to begin in verse number 54. And the Word of God says this. It says, Then took they him, and led him, and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. After a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for the day. We thank you for each individual that has come to services tonight, Lord. We pray that you just bring a blessing upon their heart from your word. I pray, Father, for the many requests that have been made known this evening, Lord, those traveling and those that are having doctor appointments, those that are sick, Father, all the different trials that people are going through, just please be with them and put your hand upon them, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just be with me now as I preach your word, that you just grant me liberty. Just hide me behind the cross, Lord, that you would be exalted. And Father, I pray that each and every one of us would just understand what this message is and how we can apply it to our own lives, Father, in our walk with you. Lord, give us safety as we depart from here. In Christ's name, amen. I tell you what, I've read this story over and over many times, but, you know, every now and then the Holy Spirit will just illuminate something to you, and you're like, man, that just hits you. But you can see in this passage of Scripture, I can see a few things in Peter right here that you and I could apply to us in our daily walk with the Lord. And, you know, I believe Peter was a saved man, and you can see a few different things here. But Peter here, it's funny because earlier before he had come to this point, he was with Jesus. He had walked with Jesus. He'had been close to the Lord for 3.5 years. But then we see where he's at now. And, you know, I can see a few things and we can apply it to us, but the first thing I see in Peter is rebellion. You know, you look at this passage of Scripture, it says, Then they took him. They're talking about Jesus. They've already taken Jesus captive. They've led him away. They're already mistreating him. They're beating him. They're mocking him, spitting upon him. And here's where he's at. And Peter follows afar off. And you see, I could see a great rebellion here because his following afar off led to his denial of Jesus Christ. And you and I today, we all know that we've been at some point rebellious towards God. In fact, we're born that way. We are born with a rebellious nature to go against God. We have a sinful flesh that wants to go against God. But we can see here that Peter, he followed afar off. And I can think about us today, you know, Peter, he wasn't close to the Lord right there. He was at his side for 3.5 years. Why wasn't he at his side right there? And you know, Peter, he got overconfident, I guess. I mean, you can look in this same chapter in verse 33. And this is what he says. He says, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee into prison and to the death. Now, you know what's happening to Jesus right here? He is going to the death. But where do we find Peter? He's following afar off. And you know what? You and I, it seems like sometimes we can get close to God. We can be close to God for a long period of time. But you know what? If we're not careful, we can be just like Peter. We can begin to follow Jesus afar off. And you know what? How do you follow afar off? You know,
Peter, he was not close to the Lord. You and I can just as easy slip backwards. You know, every now and then you may feel like, you know what, I don't want to go to church. But do you know that just takes one time, and the second time is a whole lot easier? Going to church. We can follow the Lord afar off that way, not being in the Word of God. You know how many times, you know what, the Bible constantly is telling us that we're to be studying it, meditating upon it, living by it day by day by day. And you know what, if we're not careful, we'll get up in the morning and get distracted and get focused on something else, and we don't start it with the Word of God. We're following Jesus afar off. And there's so many different things, you know, when it comes to witnessing and all these things, but you see with this following afar off. Peter said, I'll go with you to the death, Lord. But yet he's here following afar off. And then this leads to the next thing that he did. He denied him. He denied his Maker. He denied his Lord. He denied his Savior, Jesus Christ. And there I see a rebellion. But here's the good news, all right? This is going to get good because we can see the bad parts of us in our Christian walk and the things that we do, the mistakes that we make, this rebellion that you and I have, and how we can sometimes follow afar off. But that's not the end for Peter. Here's what I see next. Is the thing that is in verse 61. No, 60. Start verse 60. It says, and Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord. You know what the next thing I see is? Remembering. You know, we can find ourselves in rebellion. We can find ourselves straying away from God and doing the wrong thing. And I believe even in our actions and in our words and the things we do, we can deny Christ that way. You think about that. If you're supposed to be a Christian living as the light of this world to people around you, and you spend your words cussing and like a sailor, guess what? They're not going to see Jesus in you. They're not going to see that. They're going to see something opposite. They see sin, and that's in denial of Christ. Especially when we get opportunity to witness. You know, I've had the opportunity to witness that I did not take the chance to do it. It makes you sick to your stomach. Because you know what? This guy that I was supposed to tell about Jesus, the only way to heaven, Joseph, God says, you tell him, I don't tell him. You know what? I've denied Jesus. I've denied doing what I was supposed to do. And every single one of us can find ourselves in this situation. And here's what happens. You and I will be in these things and situations in our life, whether it's at work or school or wherever it's at, and we'll come to church, and then we'll remember. We bring the remembrance, the Word of God. Think about this. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the Word of the Lord. That's something I'm thankful for. I am thankful that you and I can freely have the Word of God that points us in the right direction. Shows us where we're doing wrong, shows us where we're doing right, shows us all these different things. Because it's so easy to slip back and get further away from God. But you know what? Remembrance. And I just imagine this scene right here. Peter has denied the Lord, the Savior, three times in a row. And he's there, it's still in the same area. And as immediately as the cock crew, Jesus just turns and looks at him, and Peter looks at him. Can you imagine that? Imagine how Peter felt. He sees Jesus doing what he came to this earth to do, going through the sufferings that he came to suffer through, all for our sin. And what does he do? He denies Jesus three times. I can just picture it. I mean, you know, some of you have probably seen the movie The Passion of the Christ. And you know, that part is in that movie where he denies him three times, and it's immediately you see Jesus just kind of look over at Peter. And I just imagine that. How he must have felt, and how do you think Jesus feels when we deny him in our daily walk in our life? And you know what? That's what the Word of God does. I think every time you and I mess up and we come to see the Word of God, we ought not run from it. We ought to take close attention to the Word of God and what it says. Because you know what? Even though Peter in his denial is being unfaithful, you know what? Here's what something else I saw, which was awesome about Jesus. Even when we're in our time of denial and being unfaithful, he's still being faithful to us. He is still being faithful to us. You know how he's still being faithful right here? Because he's being faithful at the promise that was given to all of mankind that he would come and die for the sins of the entire world. All the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verses 15, the very first prophecy that he would come into the world and die for the sins of all of humanity. And then all throughout the Old Testament, this prophecy of what he would do. You know what? He was being faithful to what he was going to do. And you know, you'll find that even in our own walk, in our own life, that that when we mess up and that when we are straying away from God, God is still faithful to us. He is faithful. You know, it's just, you know, to get close to God is just one prayer away. He said, the Bible says, we confess our sin, He is faithful. He is faithful. Jesus, He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you see this, I noticed that if I slip backwards and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, and I come to church and you start to hear Brother Steve or whoever's preaching the Word of God, and something lights up in your head, hey, I shouldn't be doing that. I've not been doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what? We should not ignore those kind of things. That is God trying to tell us, hey, this is where you need to get back to be. That's the conviction that it brings. You know, our remembrance, we should always remember what the Word of God says, the instruction that it gives. And you know what? Remember the suffering of Jesus Christ. I can't help. There's been times where I just find myself where I wasn't doing what I should have been doing or didn't do what I should have done. And I'll just sit down and cry because I think of what all Jesus did for me on a cross, just like that one. Everything Jesus did for me, and yet this is how I'm going to treat Him, how I'm going to walk in my life. You know, every single one of us ought to take a glimpse every day at the cross and remember the reason you woke up and what you're going to live for. Because that is what's most important. Because He is worthy of our faithfulness. He is worthy. He is the Lamb that was worthy. All right? But the next thing I see in this passage of Scripture, and this is going to be a short sermon. It's going quicker than I thought it would be. But, you know, I saw a rebellion in Peter, and I can see how we can have a rebellion in our own selves and the remembrance of the Word of God. But the next thing I see here is the good part about Peter, what happened in this situation. Now, he didn't remember the Word of God and just harden his heart to what Jesus had said to him and harden his heart to God's Word and go off on his own merry way. Look at what he did. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the Word of the Lord, how He had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Here's what Peter does. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. You know, we think, wow, he's sad. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know what? Peter did not just harden his heart to what he had said, what Jesus had told him, and to the fact that he had denied Jesus Christ. But he went out and wept bitterly. I see remorse there. There's remorse. You know, we ought to be sorry for the sins that we've committed. That's something that's important today. I think so many people today that come up here crying and say they got saved, that maybe they even said a prayer. But you know what? God will never forgive them until He sees a truly repentant heart. He's looking at your heart. He's not looking at words that you can say. He's not looking at good works that you can perform. He's looking at the very heart of the matter. He wants to see whether you're really sorry or not. And I think you can see that in Peter. You know, he wasn't sorry that he got caught. Jesus just looked at him. He caught him. You know, he's not sorry he got caught. Most of us today are. But you know what? Peter went out and he wept bitterly. You know what? The Word of God and the remembrance of the suffering of Jesus Christ came straight to his heart. And he was truly sorry. He was sorry for what he had done. And I think you can see a lot from that just in Peter's example is the remorse that he had. But you think about ourselves today. You know, when we rebel against God and we were finally remembered of God's Word and all that it says and what we're supposed to be doing, are you really sorry for where you're at? Are you really sorry? I mean, do you really feel that inside? Or do we come to church and just go through motions and serve because I'm supposed to and all these different things? You know, are we really sorry? Are you really sorry? Or are you sorry you got caught? Or all these things? Because sin is so serious. You know, sin, I don't think we understand, especially people in today's world, don't really understand how serious sin is. God cannot bear to look upon sin. That's how serious that is. That is why Jesus, when He was dying on the cross, and we hear Him say all those last words, but He says, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? You know, that was the very moment that God could not have His presence with Him. That's the very moment God had to turn His head away because He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made righteous. Jesus endured that for us. That was the only time Jesus could not feel the presence of His Father. Is when Jesus died and became sin and took our sin. He became the sin that we have committed and died in our place so that we could have everlasting life. That's how serious sin is. We ought not to take it lightly. But you think about this, when we get caught and we're remembered of the Word of God, are we really sorry? I think the reason seeing Peter weep bitterly, it shows a great proof of his salvation. You know why? Because most of us, if we were not saved and we just got caught up in the world doing the wrong thing, most of it would not bug us when the Word of God is preached. Most of it would not even bug us. Because you know what? You and I are fleshly beings and we enjoy that kind of stuff. But you know what? There's something different for those that are saved. Those that are saved have the Holy Spirit in them. And guess what? When the author of the book takes the book to your heart, you're going to feel something there. You're going to feel something, hey, I shouldn't be doing this. I need to get back where I was with God. But the last thing I see here, you know, I saw the rebellion and the remembrance, and then I saw the remorse of Peter. But I think we can see something even further in how that Peter went forward in his Christian walk. But go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. This will be our last scripture I take you to. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I think the next thing you can see here out of Peter is repentance. And repentance, you know, is a turning away from, forsaking that sin and rebellious attitude that you and I can have. But 2 Corinthians chapter 7, look at verse number 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance, to salvation not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. You know what? I believe Peter was truly sorry, and he had that godly sorrow that worketh repentance, that worketh salvation for him. And you know what? I think this. You know, Peter's repentance, he turned from his rebellion. He saw that he was wrong. He remembered the word of the Lord. He was sorry for what he did, and that worked repentance to salvation. Not to be repented of. What do you mean? I thought he was already saved. It says salvation. Well, not every time the Bible says saved or salvation does it mean to be saved from hell. There's times where it says salvation means to be saved from a trial or a sin that you're going through in your life or different situations in your life. I mean, you can look back at Peter again. When he stepped out on water and he began to be confused and distracted by the things around him, he started to sink, right? He said, Lord, save me. He wasn't asking for to be saved from hell, was he? He was asking to be saved from the situation he was in, that trial that he was in. And you know what? That is what God is here for in our life, in our walk with Him, to call upon Him, and it says that we shall be saved. He will help us and deliver us. But you know what? Peter's repentance turned him to do great things for the Lord. You look at Peter throughout the rest of his life, from this point forward to the rest of his life, you know what he did? He did all kinds of great things for the Lord. He was the pastor of the first church at Jerusalem that added 3,000 souls to that body there. That's something awesome. And then later he preached a sermon where 5,000 souls got saved. You know, you and I can do the same kind of thing. Peter went on to give his life for Jesus Christ. You know, how many of you know how Peter died? Peter was crucified upside down. He gave his life for Christ. He did not deny Him in the end. He went all the way to where he died a terrible death, all for the sake of Jesus Christ. And you know what? I think every single one of us can pay attention to Peter's walk and to all that he did through here. But you think about this. How about you? You know, we all find ourselves in that point of rebellion where we're kind of, you know, get against God and don't want to do what He wants us to do. And we can even deny Him in the things we do. And we get the remembrance of the Word of God, and then maybe we were really sorry, but does that bring repentance? You have that godly sorrow that brings repentance, where you're going to turn from that thing, and then you're going to go forward and do great things for God. Because God wants to use each and every one of you. He doesn't want to just use preachers. He wants to use each and every one of you. You all have a special spot where God is going to use you. And if you're willing to follow Him, to forsake the flesh and forsake the rebellion that is in every single one of us, if you will willingly go to Him and ask Him, He'll show you what He wants you to be doing. You know, great, best place for you to be working is in His local church. He wants you to be working in His local church, doing things, because that is where He's going to get His glory. But you think about this. Peter went through a lot, and we can see the great things that he did in his life. But what about you? Do you have that repentance that works salvation and deliverance? You know, we all have trials and temptations and sins that we can get easily caught into. We all have a weakness. But you know what? Call on God and He can help you through it. He's the one that can help us through it. But I know this is getting kind of a short message, but it's just a few good thoughts for us to think about. You know, you can see how Peter's walk and through that denial story can really apply to our life. But you think about yourself. You know, life is so short. Life is so short. Are you really every day giving your all for Jesus Christ? You know, do you find yourself in that point like where Peter was? Where you get to where you remember the word of the Lord. I've been doing the wrong things. Maybe I haven't been as close to the Lord as I once was. I think we can all agree to that. I can't agree with that. I mean, we've all been close to the Lord at some point, I think. And you know what? We've got to strive every day to get back there. To keep doing the things that we need to be doing for Jesus Christ. Because He's the only thing that matters in this life. You know what? We can work jobs. We can make all kinds of money. We could be famous, be popular. But none of that will make a dent in eternity. None of that will do it. Only the things you do for Jesus Christ. And that's why He's just stressing on us to be so faithful and to keep pursuing Him each and every day and doing what He wants us to do. But this time, we'll go ahead and have an invitation. I'm going to ask Sister Kim to come play softball for us. We'll just go ahead and stand and have every head bowed and every eye closed.